Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We're going to start a feature that's going to come up every so often right here on our program. And it's going to be an interview with one of my parishioners, Alfred Mira, who is just a fascinating person to talk to. He was at one time a novice in both the Franciscans and the Cistercians, but eventually decided to enter into married life. And so now he is retired as an artist. He's in his later years, and he has so much to share and reflect with us. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to find out what Alfred Mira has to share with us. You know, one of the things that you said when I wrote the and I did the interview and wrote the article is that message that you're sending out, and the way you expressed it, I can't do it the way you do, is really God is saying to love them, and really like pointing out to people, love them. We're called to love all people.
Yes. Well, to tell you the truth, look at that. Ask Pilate. Tell Pilate what truth is. Anyway, to tell you the truth, if we receive Holy Communion or receive the sacrament of baptism, Jesus enters us in one way or another or both ways at once. Mm-hmm. He's there. And so what is he going to do when he gets in some place? If he gets in and has a window, he's going to look out of the window through your eyeballs, and see somebody. If he sees somebody, he's got to have his own reaction to that person. The only reaction he has is to love, because he's so simple, God is so simple, that his only action, you might say, is to love. So if he sees a person, Jesus sees a person in us, sees through us, he's loving everybody, especially people who cause us to react, such as an enemy. And, you know, he says to us, love your enemies, pray for your enemies. And he's telling us, or even when God tells you something, he means business. So you start, if you really want to have kind of fun with him, then look out into the world and see something, maybe on the television or in the street or something, looks like one of my enemies. Then you say an earnest prayer for that person. That's Jesus in me loves you. That's why I put the little slogan or saying, Jesus in me loves you. Not Jesus at large loves you, or Jesus from heaven loves you, but Jesus from me loving others. Doesn't that make sense?
Well, not only does it make sense, it's very powerful. And the more you talk about it, one of the things that pops into my mind is exactly what you're saying. It really highlights what we're doing when we receive the Eucharist.
Oh, sure. Why else do we receive it? First of all, we give ourselves to God through the Mass, through the sacrifice, and unworthy that we are. And then, if we are in a state of grace, he responds to us by giving himself to us. And so we are alive with God, and we go on from there, loving everybody else.
Now, what do you say to the person who's receiving, who is not in a state of grace?
Oh, that's a... Well, it starts with the word sacrilege, and it's, I believe from my own years ago instructions in Catholic school, a sacrilege is even worse than a mortal sin. You better not fool around with the Eucharist. And who, well, anyway, that's another matter.
Okay, but going with that, the person, couldn't you also say the person would be invited to get themselves in a state of grace?
Oh, if they only had an idea. Mm-hmm. But ignorance is so rampant.
Yeah.
That people, I'm sorry to say that people don't know what they're dealing with in a great sense. Maybe in a superficial sense, they know something. I don't want to criticize anybody or judge mm-hmm. anybody, though.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm lost in my thoughts, Father.
Okay. Well, let me. All right. So really, if someone is receiving, who is not in state of grace, really that is a call to find a way to get back in the state of grace and not receive until that time, but also to understand that what you're receiving is something that comes into you that gives you the power, the ability, and the vision to go out and love others.
Yes, of course.
And that is Christ.
Let me turn this over a little bit else.
Okay.
Can we?
Sure.
Father, in looking over the Last Supper discourse, mm-hmm. so-called, and more affectionately, the... More affectionately called the farewell address.
Right.
Our Lord is saying goodbye because... Mm-hmm. It's passion time, and after that we'll be going to heaven time, and so he won't be here much longer, mm-hmm. and it's humanity. And so the farewell address is a collection of the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th chapters of St. John, plus half of 13.
Mm-hmm.
The first of the three biggies is 14.
Mm-hmm.
It is given over to God the Father. The second one is 15, and that's given over to Jesus Christ himself. And the 16th chapter of St. John is given over to the Holy Spirit as a summation of thoughts and truths.
Mm-hmm.
May I show you, please, that number 14 is concerned with God the Father. Show us the Father, says Philip. Have I been so long a time with you? Don't you know me, Philip? He who sees me sees the Father. He who believes in me sees the Father.
Mm-hmm.
I will ask the Father, and he will give you an advocate to dwell with you forever. And the Father himself will love you. No, that's number 16. Now you see, I'm not Alfred, just try to say it.
Uh-huh.
He who loves me will be loved by my Father,
uh-huh.
and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
Uh-huh.
He says another, it's all over the place. He says, the Father is greater than I, and I love the Father, and and I do what the Father commanded me. So number 14, then, has an awful lot of Father, Father, Father in it, mm-hmm. and it's absolutely profoundly wonderful.
Mm.
Then in the 15th chapter, if I may,
yeah.
is dedicated to Jesus himself, and he starts off with, I am the true vine. I am the vine, you are the branches. He says, unless you abide in me, you cannot bear any fruit. And other places he says, I have chosen you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. And he also says, a nice little a little addition. My joy will be in you, and your joy will be full. Mm-hmm. Okay? So that's number 16, and our Lord is being glorified by the Holy Spirit. And that's number 15. Now, number 16 is dedicated to the Holy Spirit, and just a summation of this. Mm-hmm. If I do not go, the Holy Spirit will not come to you, but if I go, and you better go, Jesus, please, I will send him to you. Of course, going means getting up on the cross.
Yeah.
And then going to the grave. That's how it goes.
Right. Right.
But the Holy Spirit will glorify me. He will receive of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has is mine. That's why I said, he will receive what is mine and declare it to you. He will teach you all things. So that's the Blessed Trinity, kind of like nicely tucked away by St. John when he was writing it out.
So first of all, I wanted to note here, you're actually doing all that off by memory.
Of course.
You're not reading that in front of you because you have trouble seeing.
No, well, the trouble is, Father, I'm not a phone person, and I'm not I'm not trained to just speak on anyway. I have to be trained to do that. Like, you know, when you're going to make a homily, a practice a homily, this stuff is so spontaneous that... And it's such a flood that one thing overlaps upon another. It kind of distracts from one another.
Well, what I wanted to say, I mean, I just wanted to, so that the audience knows that you are actually doing this by memory. And so you're going back to almost like the way it sounds like 14, 15, and 16. 14 deals with the Father, 15 deal, if I may have the order wrong, 14 deals with the Father, 15 deals with Jesus, and 16 deals with the Holy Spirit. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Wow. We hope you enjoyed this repeat presentation of our series with Alfred Mayer. It's actually one of two series we have, so we're going to look at that over the next several Fridays as we continue through the month of August. In the meantime, we will be back on Monday, on the 20th week of Ordinary Time, to begin yet another week of programs telling you all about our faith. Have a blessed day. In Cristo vivimos.